Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf Shiras Lilui Nishmas. My wife's grandfather, Reb Zev Ben Tzvi Halevi Zetzal, who is Nifter this week. We're holding in Menachas Daf Yutes. The Gemara mentions two inyonim based on Reb Shimon. One is that you learn Shchitov in Smicho. The same way Smicho doesn't have to be done by the Kohen, it's done by the owner. So also Shchita can be done by Zar. Shchita doesn't have to be done by the Kohen. The Gemara says if you learn Shchita from Smicho, so maybe it has to be done by the owner. Shchita is learned from Smicho. So the same with the smicha needs to be done by the bailim, also shchita needs to be done by the bailim. Says the Gemara, we have a special limud to learn from Yom Kippurim. It does not have to be done by the bailim; it can be done by anybody. Now, when we learn in this in Zvokin Tavlamid Beis, the shchita is k'sher bizar. We brought there the Zoyar Hakadosh Chelagim Adav Kuf Chovdal Adam Udalif, where the Zoyar there writes that v'shochet is ben abokar v'shochet achor v'lav kohano. The shochet needs to be someone else, not the kohen. The kohono osir le bedino begin to live koi behu osir de achid be. It should not be a kohen doing shchita. As before she bring the pshat is, a kohen belongs to midas achesed, and shchita is midas adin, it's judgment, and kohen doesn't belong there, so he should not do shchita. And the before she very bothered by this, because the choro, we never find that shchita is also with the kohen. Shchita could be done by azar, but now that's also by a kohen, and not the rabbo. We have the Gemara in Brochas Daf Lamed Aleph by Shmuel and Novi that when he came to Beis Hamikdash, he saw that they were looking for a kohen to do shchita. So told him Shmuel, shchita k'sher b'zah, you don't have to look for a kohen. So the first already are bothered why they were looking for a kohen. What was the purpose to look for a kohen? And based on Toys and Kiddushin, Hafa involved, the first explained that even though you don't have to have a kohen, but still they wanted to have a kohen. But Kupon, you see from here that a kohen could do shchita. So what does the Zoya mean that a kohen can do shchita? So the Kuti Yehuda brings the name of the Imre Emes, the Nechinami. There is a Isser for a Kohen, but it's not a Isser Mefeirish in the Gemara, but it's a Isser based on Yonim that have to do with Kabbalah. And that was the Chiddush of Shmuel HaNavi. When Shmuel HaNavi came to the Mishkan and he sees Eli, he tells them, I know that you're looking for a Kohen because it's a Milo by a Kohen, but it's a Fushim Yisuri, you know it's not proper for the Kohen. That's why he did it. Even the Gemara there explains that the problem that Shmuel did, he was Moira HaRobi from the Rabbi. What was the reason he was allowed to be Moira HaRobi from the Rabbi? He says, the Imre Emes, La Fushim Yisuri, shiny. The Shemi Shmuel brings the name of his father, that the Avoid of the Kohen is Avoid of Primis, is everything that's to be internal and concealed. Mi Kabbalah ve'elach, you put the blood into the kli, then it's a concealed Avoid, then it goes in the Mizbech, it's something which is hidden. But Shchita is done taking the blood from the inside to the outside. So it's the opposite of the Avoid of the Kohen. And the Reim Elimelech, Pashas Nasoi, he says, there's a mashmos here for Inyoni Avoido, that when a person is davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's a big tzaddik, it's a madrega of a Kohen. So he's dealing with Inyoni Avtu with Kabbalah ve'elach. You know, things that are very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he's a zar, he's not a Kohen. So he does Shchita. Shchita means he has to shecht all his taivis, all his tendencies, all his bad traits. So the Sifri Chassidus is basically taking the Zoya that yes, there's an Isser for a Kohen to do Shchita. And even though it's not the mashmos of the Gemara, that's what the Zohar is telling us. Comes the Cheshek Shloim over here in Menachas and says, Gevaldik, he says, you know, Pshat is like this. Shchita should be done by the Bailim. Yes, the Gemara by us tells us that's not Me'akiv. It doesn't have to be done by the Bailim. It can be done by somebody else. But the fact that Shchita and Smicho are Mukesh to each other, so from here you learn the Lichatchila, the Shchita should be done by the Bailim. And he brings a rhyme and he quoted it that the Gemara in Pesachim of Zayin Amud Beis, it says that Pesach v'kotshim, Ma'ikele Meima explains the Rashi, Habaylim nitztavu, tichtiv somach yodoy v'shochat. Rashi says there clearly, that the Bailim have to do Shchita. Says the Cheshek Shloim, that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat in the Zohar. Really, of course a Kohen could do Shchita, but l'chatchilo, the one that should do Shchita is the Bailim. As our Gemara over here brings, or says, Name'akiv, but l'chatchilu she'ab ba'ilim. That's why the Zohar says that a Kohen should not do Shchita. And what they always wanted a Kohen to do Shchita, that was only Korban HaTzibur, that you don't have any other owners. The owners is Am Yisrael. But when you have a Korban Yochid that belongs to an individual, l'chatchilu the owner should be the one doing the Shchita. You can add to this, what we spoke about in the past, what's the idea of the Smicha? The idea of the Smicha needs to be done by the owner, because the Korban represents the Adam. So when he's soymich yadov, he's leaning on the carbon, he makes the carbon be who he is. That's why smicha is me'akeh bebailim. It has to be by the owner, because that's how the carbon becomes part of him. Shchita is the first stage that a person is makriv himself. He's willing to shecht himself, meaning he's giving a carbon in lieu of himself. That part is not me'akeh, because someone else could do it for him. But lechatchila, a person should be the one who is doing himself, being himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he's shechting the carbon, he should think, I'm the one being shechted. Afterwards, the Shara Avodah, it's already stage two. That's once he's shechted. What happens with him, that the Kriyarim can do. But the Shechita is a person is willing to be Moiser Nefesh himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Kavan of a carbon. So lechatchila should be done by the Bailim. And according to Cheshek Shloimei, that's the Pshah in the Zohar that says that a Kohen should not be doing Shechita. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shova Shiurim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.